most of the annoyances that we have, those head-banging annoyances of life, lose their significance. They lose their power to drive us to distraction. Why? Why, you ask? One, because we know who is in control. And two, because we know the Holy Spirit gives us peace and joy that we just don't need to get stressed out about these inconveniences that come our way. It's not worth it. We don't need to go there. Elsewhere in the Old Testament, oil is used for a means of refreshment. The Bible says that God gives us wine that gladdens the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread that sustains his heart in Psalm 104, verse 15. The symbolism behind the phrase, "Thou anointest my head with oil," is that you can be anointed by the Holy Spirit. And who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit, of course, is the third person of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit comes to live within you when you receive by faith Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. When you repent of your sin and turn to Him, His Spirit comes and takes the physical place of Jesus. So it's Jesus living in you, which is the hope of salvation. The Holy Spirit represents His peace. The Holy Spirit represents God. If you have the Holy Spirit living within you, you have God living within you. You have God's peace living within you. You can be strong. You can be refreshed. You can know God's protection. You can know God's blessing. You can know His Word because the Holy Spirit of God lives within you to empower you to live according to the will of God. And here's the final thing. My cup runneth over. This is my favorite part of this verse. My cup runneth over. He says that thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. My cup is running over today with the blessing of God. I can say that. I can know that. I have more of God than I can contain. I hope all of us could say that. There are days I don't feel that. There are days I feel empty. There are days I feel incomplete, like I'm going against what God has for me. I have more blessings than room to hold them. Have you ever felt that way? You have more blessings than you have room to contain them. My life in God is a life of abundance. I get a little bit distraught sometimes when I hear Christians saying, well, you know, I don't have much. You know, if only you knew how much you had. And sometimes, and what happened to me, I went to a third world country in Guatemala and Honduras and Central America a few years ago. And I found out exactly how much I had compared to these folks who have very little of anything. When you see that, it makes you wonder. I have more blessings than I can imagine. My cup overflows. My cup runs over. I have more sermon ideas that I could preach in a lifetime. I would skimming the surface of what the Bible really has to say. I have more ministry opportunities than I can possibly even begin to pursue. I have more friends than I have the time to spend with. Could you say that? I hope you can. What a blessing that is. I have a family that supports me, encourages me, and are a blessing to me. I have more books to read. Anybody wants a book? I got tons of them. And I have boxes of them. I have more books to read. then I could count. Your cup runneth over when you're that, when you have that blessing. The truth is that there is probably a couple of areas in your life when, you know, where your cup is not as full as you'd like to see it, but you may be tempted to spend all your energy focusing on what isn't there, focusing on what's missing from your life. What a blessing that is. Is your cup running over today? I hope it is. I hope you're experiencing that. And I want to encourage you to make a point each day to think about all the abundances in your life. If you seem to be down and out and distraught and thinking, you know, the world is against you and everybody's against you, just take a few moments this week. Spend some time and just reflect and just ask the Lord to reveal all those abundant things that you have. Make it a point each day to think about the abundance in your life. And it'll overwhelm you. It'll bless you. So, in conclusion, in closing, I just want to just share that three things that we need to do. For our assignment this week, we've had assignments all along, and the first assignment is to memorize verse 5. I hope we're getting there. Do you want to, let's read it together or share it together and memorize. If you've got it memorized, let's do the first 5 verses together. All right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. And next week, we'll be able to perfect that entire psalm together. Second thing that you need to do, we all need to do every day, is yield to the Holy Spirit. Begin each day in prayer asking the Holy Spirit to fill you, to anoint you, to consecrate you, to refresh you, to strengthen you, to stimulate you. Begin the day this way. And repeat this prayer throughout the day. And I believe that God will bless you beyond imagination. And then the third thing is to make a my cup runneth over list. A my cup runneth over list. I'm sure every single one of us could probably run out of paper when we think about it as to the list of blessings and the list of good things that God has done for us, and the good things that he's doing for us even now. And if you take just a minute each time to focus on his presence, you will experience his presence. You will experience his blessing, even when you're walking through the valley. Make that especially when you are walking through the valley, whatever valley it is. If it's a valley of despair, if it's a valley of discouragement, if you're walking through that valley, you can know that God is with you and that his presence will help melt away your fears. God does not want us to live in fear. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. He'll melt those fears away, and you will find comfort in his word through his Holy Spirit. That's what God wants for you. As he leads you through the valley, and as he leads you to higher ground. Let's bow together in prayer. Father, we thank you again for your word today. We thank you, Lord, that you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our heads with oil, and our cup overrunneth. Lord, words cannot even begin to express how appreciative we are for this abundance given to us by the Good Shepherd himself. So help us each and every day not to take our blessings for granted. Help us each and every day to rejoice in the abundance of your love and of your praise, and Lord, to exercise that as we walk each day in the light of your word. For these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.